Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
This is Wednesday, January 22nd. I'm Megan Lynch. The St. Louis County Council backs off wanting the authority to fire the county executive.
Instead, the county council revamped and passed last night that bill giving the council power to fire department heads, but not the county executive. Voter approval is still needed, and the authority to fire department heads can only be a specific office, either health, streets, finance, or corrections. Councilwoman Rita Hurd Days, who introduced the initial legislation, accused the county executive of outright deception.
Time and again, we have witnessed directors emboldened by the administration refuse to collaborate with this council, mislead us in official proceedings, and even provide outright falsehoods during testimony. There is no place for this level of disregard in county government.
In addition to department heads, the council would also have the authority to remove the county councilor. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Several Ferguson residents attended a special ordered council meeting Tuesday night to voice opposition to their city eliminating occupancy permits and interior inspections for renters. One resident said the people proposing it didn't attend the meeting.
And then the candidates don't show either. We've got three candidates here. Ward 1, 2, and 3. Yes. That's what we need to vote for.
Yes.
And the ones that they got holding in the wind, that's where they need to stay.
Ferguson Mayor Ella Jones says she does not support eliminating occupancy permits or interior inspections for renters. A new Board of Aldermen bill brings both sides of the Rams settlement debate together.
It's about St. Louis City rebuilding and rebranding itself.
We want to land at a place where St. Louis truly can thrive.
The substitute bill combines priorities from Alderwoman Pam Boyd's legislation, such as focusing infrastructure dollars on downtown, North City, and Southeast City.
We're making sure it's going to the proper areas to get the work done.
And Alderwoman Alicia Sonier's priorities, such as subsidized benefits to attract employees to work for the city.
But also child care and the opportunity to support our city's workers.
The official text of the bill has not been released, and the alders caution there is still a lot of work to be done. The settlement money has grown to around $294 million with interest. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Police, their union agree to a 7% pay raise for officers and sergeants. To make the raise possible, the city will reduce its budgeted staff by more than 100. Chief Robert Tracy says they would like to work with the Police Foundation on another recruiting blitz to promote the new raises, but also says they can do it internally.
A lot of things we can do on that website, get our message out, continue to communicate. We got a new communications public affairs director. You know, we're trying to do all those things to get these things out and make sure that we can communicate, and we'll come back to the foundation.
Asked if the downsizing of the budgeted strength can be labeled as defunding the police, Mayor Tashara Jones said the union and department agreed it was the best way to give them a raise. St. Louis City Police say the 2-year-old boy whose stroller was hit by a car Monday afternoon on West Florissant remains in critical condition. The child's mother, only publicly identified as a 39-year-old woman, was killed. Police say the two were in a bicycle lane, likely due to snow and ice covering the sidewalk, when a car hit them, then struck a house. A Jefferson County man tells police he killed someone because he felt compelled to end the wickedness.
In the probable cause statement, 23-year-old Caleb Hawkins told officers that 45-year-old Joel Kessler of Imperial and a woman came to his house on Victoria Station Road in DeSoto on Monday afternoon, and that Kessler's body language screamed evil, and that he felt that the evil was trying to get him to kill Kessler. Hawkins had a handgun tucked in his pants when they came over. While giving the woman a hug, he pulled the gun out, shooting Kessler, telling officers he kept shooting until he believed the wickedness was gone. Hawkins was arrested by deputies with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. He's being held with no bond. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
It's going to be safer, faster, and cheaper for the Illinois Department of Transportation to shut down a whole stretch of Route 255 through Cahokia Heights than have lane closures. IDOT engineer Joel Cumby says it's about a $10 million savings.
Not only is it cheaper, you also get a higher quality product out of it. We don't have all of these interim joints that we have to put in between the various different stages.
Workers will be resurfacing the pavement and redoing the bridges along a 3.5-mile stretch of Interstate 255. It's from Illinois 15 to Illinois 157. The closure is expected to begin February 1st and last 6 months. From the KMOX Business Desk, a 50K Dick's Sporting Goods store will be opening soon in Glen Carbon. It anchors the new $70 million Orchard Town Center. It's called a 50K Dick's store because it's a new format. It's about 50,000 square feet with a number of new features and products. So far, Dick's has about 16 of the stores. Orchard Square will also feature Dutch Brothers Coffee, a new chain in the region, Panda Express, Chick-fil-A, Club Car Wash, and Plaza Tire. According to the Business Journal, the Myers Grocery Superstore has paused its build while focusing on its new O'Fallon location.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.